with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to tell you, and it don't take long to pull down a stronghold if you will make the decision that you're just going to believe the Bible. Amen. It don't take long for them to come down. Listen, I remember a time I prayed my grandmother, Mama Elthis, my mama's mama. She was walking with a cane one time because she'd fell and hit her knee. The knee swelled up. They told her she had arthritis in it. She had a cane. And I went to visit her one time. I was home for the weekend. And when I got to the house, Mama Elthis called me to the living room. She said, "Greg, come back here and talk to me." So we sat down and we started having a conversation. And I don't have time to tell the whole thing, but we're just talking about her knee. Well, you know, I started telling her, I said, "You know what?" I said, "Mama Elthis," I said, "the Lord don't want you walking with that cane." I said, "He wants your knee well." And so I started reading her scriptures. I started going over some scriptures in the Bible about God's healing power. "By Jesus' stripes you're healed. I am the Lord that heals thee." I started sharing those scriptures with her. And then I started reading some of them scriptures. And I never will forget the time that I read out of the 16th chapter of Mark about laying hands on the sick and they're going to get well. Mama Elthis perked up and she says, "That's in the Bible." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Where that's at in the Bible?" She leaned over. "Where that's at in the Bible? Show that to me in the Bible." And I put the Bible right in front of her and said, "Here, read it for yourself." And then she read it. She didn't know that was in the Bible. And then I asked her, I said, "Mama Elthis, do you believe that?" She said, "It's in the Bible, ain't it, baby?" "It's in the Bible, I believe it." I said, "Well, you believe I lay hands on you, you're going to be healed?" She said, "It's in the Bible, ain't it?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, it is." She said, "Come on, let's pray." I laid hands on that knee. I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, heal this knee. Lord, remove all the inflammation from me. I curse this arthritis at the root, command it to go. In Jesus' name." And then I didn't pray no long prayer. You know, I didn't even pray in tongues. I just prayed a simple prayer of faith. And then Mama Elthis sat back and she looked at me and she gave me one of those big grins that she had, you know, a big smile. She had a beautiful smile. And she smiled at me. And then I saw her reach over where the coffee table was and she picked that cane up she had. And I thought she was getting ready to test that knee out, you know, with the cane. But she grabbed that cane and she took it and she slung it against the wall. And then she looked at me, she surprised me. She looked at me, she said, "Well, I don't need this no more." She ain't never stood up yet. She said, "I don't need this no more." And then she got up and went walking through the house. And the pain was gone, the swelling was gone. She had her hand lifted up like this, and I took off running. I'm shouting and jumping up there in the front room by the fireplace. At. She come through the house looking at me, she said, "Greg, who wouldn't serve a God like this?" Now see, all it took was somebody to tell her that Jesus is a healer and he'll heal you now, show to it in the word, and she embraced that. Just that stronghold was gone just like that, because the word is very powerful. See, faith comes how? By hearing, and what? Hearing by the word of God. It is the rhema of God, that spoken word when God speaks it to your heart, that caused faith to be birthed in your heart. Your faith can grow and it can increase. Just depends on how much you're going to feed on the word. If you feed on the word a little bit, you're going to have little faith. We're weak faith. If you don't stay with the word, your faith going to be weak. In other words, when we get ready to pray for somebody to get healed, you'll be sitting there fighting with unbelief. "Oh, you know, the Lord can't heal that. You know, they got that right there. You know, we're going to pray, but, you know, ain't nothing really going to happen. You know, they say it's in the last days." See, you got to fight with unbelief. See, that stronghold in your mind is fighting against God being the healer. Because I believe in the supernatural. Amen. Amen. And every time you step out to possess something that God says is yours, there'll be a demon of unbelief standing there to challenge you. And he'll have a big voice if you got little faith. If you got a little faith, he'll be like a giant roaring. "This ain't gonna happen." But boy, if your faith is high and it's strong and your faith not puny, you've been feeding on the word, you'll kick him to the side and his voice will be real small. You can't even hardly hear him talking. And all you hear is the voice of the Holy Ghost saying, pray, I'm doing this. You just need to find out what God wants to do. When you pray for somebody, say, Lord, what you want to do here? Look, what we going to do for this person? I remember one time I was riding in a rental car. I'd put my car in the shop, and I had to have somebody take it to your job. And so I started asking, I said, lady, I said, ma'am, how you doing today? And boy, she went off on me. She telling me everything wrong. I just wanted like, hey, everything all right? Good morning. This woman started telling me all her problems. I said, my Lord, I asked the wrong question. So then, you know, my heart, I started having compassion for her. I said, here this woman, the devil tan her up, and she don't know the truth, that she ain't got to put up with all this. And she wouldn't let me talk for telling me her problem. So I said, Lord, what me and you going to do for this lady? What we going to do? I felt so close to the Lord. I said, Lord, how are we going to help this lady? Lord, I want to help. I know you want to help. What me and you going to do? Boy, I'm going to tell you, when you're a partner with him, when you're working with him, see, that's a mindset, right? Instead of you praying and the Lord is 15 million miles out there somewhere and you feel like you're all by yourself, like, Lord, please hear me. No, when you know, when you done renewed your mind that he right there with you and that you'll labor together with him, it make a difference in how you pray. Lord, what we going to do for this lady? What can we get this lady to receive? I only got a few moments with her. And then God gave me a scripture to share with her. I just had to leave it with him. I sowed the seed he gave me to sow. Hallelujah. You got to believe the word. If you believe the word, if you make a decision, I'm a believer. I believe what's in the Bible. I'm not going to compromise the word. I'm going to live what the Bible says. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep looking to Jesus. If you do that, then your faith will soar. Amen. Everybody here ought to have strong faith. Much as we hear the word. Now, if you just come to church and hear the word, I told you what happened when you hear the word 2 weeks ago, didn't I? Y'all remember the parable of the sower? See, the devil brings all that kind of stuff out there. That's why you shouldn't be surprised when you have obeyed the word and did what the word told you to do, and then there's a fight to see the blessing come. You ought not be surprised by that. That's a natural process. Oh, the devil not going to just stand back there. Jesus done already told us that he ain't going to stand by and just watch us inherit. He'll throw trouble at you. He'll throw persecution at you. If that won't work, he'll try to get you bound with care. He'll try to get you run out of money. He'll try to get you some other desire you have in your life, try to get it out of place so it becomes an idol in your life. But if you keep walking by faith, he can't stop you. And I found out in the Bible that if you keep walking by faith, your faith can grow and increase in the midst of tremendous trouble and trials. Amen. Trouble and trials, is, you know, the devil arranged those things to stop us, to stop our advance, but God allows those same troubles and trials to increase us. Amen. So whatever the devil's doing in my life, if I stay with God, it's going to bring increase. His plan ain't going to work. The weapon will be formed, but it's not going to prosper. In other words, whatever that weapon's designed to do to stop me, I'm going to tell you, if I trust God, God will cause the reverse to happen. Instead of him stopping me, I get bigger. I get stronger. Glory to God. You got to keep walking by faith. You got to keep living by faith. Don't be moved by what you see all the time. Faith not you giving the weather report every day. I mean, announcing what's going on in your life. You have to be able to see the unseen every day. You have to declare harvest time when you can't see no harvest. You have to say God's rewarding me when you can't see a reward. You have to say I'm the healed of the Lord when you got a pain in your back. Or your throat ain't right. You got to still say I'm the healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're not moved by what you see or what you feel. Hallelujah. You got to say you're blessed when you can't change a quarter. Tell everybody you're blessed. Tell your neighbors, I'm blessed. Say, God's blessing making me rich. Say, I have an inheritance. The blessing of Abraham's on me through Jesus Christ. And I've received the promise of the Spirit By faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to tell you again because some of y'all don't believe it, but your faith in God makes you a powerful person. We walk by faith, not by sight. Walking by faith means you walk according to the word. Now, let me give you some things here the Bible says you to have faith in. Okay? I'm going to give you a short list here. Number one, have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Jesus answered said to him, have faith in God. In other words, to have faith in God means that you trust, you believe, you're confident in God continually. You're trusting in his integrity, his faithfulness, his mercy, his overwhelming love. You're trusting in who he is and what he said. When you have faith in God, that means you trust what God told you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody says, I have faith in God. How many of y'all have faith in God? I mean, you know, to say you have faith in God means you have confidence in him. Are you confident that God will perform his word for you? Are you confident you're going to have just what the Bible says? Are you confident that God's not going to lie to you? Are you confident that God loves you so much he can't tell you no? He can't when it comes to your redemption. He fixed it where he couldn't tell you no. The answer is yes and amen to the promises. Yes and amen. You ask God, God, can I have this here? This is my redemption. This part of the covenant. He said, yes, it's yours. Yes. Yes. We've been trained to hear no. No. Lord, will you do this? No. This is the way we thank God. No. That ain't God. That's the devil. No. God ain't mean. He's liberal. If you need to renew your mind, God's liberal. All I got to do is ask from my heart. Whatever lines up with the will of God, it's mine. I don't even need to doubt that. I don't need to wrestle with unbelief. Got to have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Say it to yourself. Say, I have faith in God. See, every time you come up to a trouble spot in your life, you need to just whisper to yourself, I have faith in God. And then you begin to prophesy, God's going to see me through. God promised to take care of me. He said he's my helper.